Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Welcome back to another edition of the All Access Football Show by the NFL Draft. I'm one of your show hosts, Bo Marchand. Today we're joined with a guest we've had on before. It's the defensive tackle from William Penn, Damon Harrison. Damon, you had a great final year at William Penn. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
You know, we were prior to going live, you know, we were talking. The last time we had you on was like at the end of August before, you know, your final season at William Penn was about to take place. Now, you know, your season has come to a conclusion. You're looking to get to that next level. Talk a little bit about the last few months and how, you know, how they, you know, just talk about the last year of, you know, your, you know, with the Statesmen.
Everything went pretty good for the most part. We were 9-2. Again, just like last year, we didn't get into the playoffs. And, you know, the team as a whole, we had a real good season. But, you know, it's always when you have two losses, it's always something that you think back that you could have did better, you know, as a whole. You know, individually for myself, you know, I feel like I had a real good senior year. Not too much I can complain on, you know, and that was my goal. The beginning of the year, you know, not to necessarily have a good season number wise, but just at the end of the year, I can sit back, you know, and really say that I have no regrets, that I gave it all that I could, and you know, regardless of the outcome, I'm satisfied with the way my career ended here at William Penn.
Yeah, and you were first team mid-state or first team. You had over 100 tackles the last 2 years. I know you led the team in tackles this year. You led the team in tackles for loss as well. And for people not familiar with the conference, I mean, what's it like? I think last year you guys were 10-1, right? And then this year
yeah.
You go 9-2, and you still miss out on the playoffs. How frustrating that is, because you figure if you go 9-2, you're kind of guaranteed you're going to get something special at the end of the season. I mean, what's that like, 9-2, and you end up by, like, on the short end of the stick?
It's very frustrating, you know. We work so hard, and the two losses that we had this year, you know, were by a combined 2 points. We lost each game by 1 point. So it's very frustrating. You know, we all thought that we were going to finally get a chance to get into the playoffs. You know, we worked hard this year. And as I said before, we put ourselves in that position, because if we either just went out and did what we were supposed to do, you know, we could have easily been 11-0 without even having to come to school that Sunday on Selection Sunday to see if we made the playoffs. So it's real frustrating, man.
I can imagine. And was there anything that you kind of didn't get done, a team that you didn't beat? I mean, anything that you kind of look back in your college career that you kind of didn't get that you really wanted?
To beat Grandview University at their place. You know, I started my college career losing to them at their place, but they actually blocked the field goal with 10 seconds left in the game and took it back to the house for a touchdown to win the game. And, you know, this year was the last time I got a chance to play at Grandview again in Des Moines, Iowa, which is our biggest rivalry. We started out the game pretty good, had some miscues late in the game. They scored a touchdown again in the final minutes of the game to win the game. And, you know, I just, man, that was tough. That was tough to end my career like that against them.
Once again, Damon Harrison, the first team MSFA defensive tackle, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, I mean, a heck of a turnaround. I mean, I'm looking at the records since 2000. I mean, I'm not sure, but, I mean, I think since you've gotten there, you guys haven't had, I'm not saying it's directly solely to you, I mean, you've had a lot of success at William Penn. I mean, I think during the duration of your career there, you guys have had nothing but winning records. And I think prior to that, I think they had one winning season. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. They had one winning season before my freshman year. I think it had been 30 years prior to that.
Wow, that's crazy. And now, I mean, you're 7-5 in 2009. 2010, you're 10-1. This season, you're 9-2. So, I mean, definitely a lot of success from the William Penn Statesmen, and Damon Harrison's definitely a piece of that. I mean, now, I mean, college career is over. I mean, every guy at your level wants to get to that next step. It's the NFL. I mean, talk a little bit about, you know, phone calls from agents and scouts and the attention you get. I mean, Is it overwhelming at first? Does it get tiring at all through the process? Share a little bit on, you know, that perspective from a player's point of view.
For the most part, you know, I enjoy it because, as I said on our last show, I'm never going to get tired of someone, you know, wanting to speak with me. You know, anytime a guy wants to talk with me, I will be glad, you know, just to devote some of my time with speaking with him because I love, you know, just getting my story out there, just meeting new people. The thing with the agents, you know, at first it's exciting because, you know, I never had a chance to be recruited out of high school, as I said before. So it's exciting at first, but, you know, as the phone calls continue from different guys, you know, it gets tiring. And with most of them, you build a relationship with most of them. So, you know, when the time comes for you to finally pick one guy, it's kind of hard to tell somebody, you know, you build some type of relationship with that you're going another way. But, you know, I've learned that's part of the business.
Yeah, definitely. I was actually at a college game this past year, and one of the guys that I was talking with, there was a couple agents actually waiting for him outside the game, and it was kind of funny. I try to tell people it's kind of like two guys kind of go out with the same prom date asking at the same time, you know what I mean? Kind of like, hey, you know, I'm going to talk to player X, but you want to talk to player X, so kind of give him your best spiel now, and, you know, we'll try to give you your best spiel, too, after that. So it was one of the most uncomfortable but weird things I've ever been around. You know, the one guy's asking me, who's that guy? I'm like, I don't know who that guy. And then when he started talking to him, the other guy asked me, well, who is that guy? I'm like, well, that's so-and-so. And then, you know, we kind of all found out why we were all there. So, well, I mean, I wasn't there for, you know, the signing of the kid. I was there to kind of do my interview stuff. But nonetheless, it was funny stuff. Once again, Damon Harrison, one of the top defensive tackles, 60 tackles. He led the Statesman, 8.5 tackles for a loss, 9-2, 10-1, 3 losses over the last year. Very talented young man. Tom, if people are not going to go back and listen to the first show, I mean, talk a little bit about your game and what you bring to it. I mean, I love the tackles. I mean, that means you're just getting to the ball. You're getting penetration behind the ball with, the tackles for a loss. Has your game grown your senior season? I mean, was there anything you kind of had to work on this year that you kind of think you got over the hump with?
Yes, sir. For the most part, you know, just developing a consistent motor. You know, last year I was pretty good at running to the ball, but, you know, this year I worked hard in the off season. You know, I made it a point to, you know, get to the ball, and when I get there, make a statement. As you say, you know, I've accumulated a lot of tackles over my career, and, you know, I attribute that just to, you know, just the overall hustle that I have and the want to get to the ball because, you know, being so big in the middle and doing what I do from a run-stopping standpoint, teams tend to get away from the run game and do a lot of quick passing or some deep passing down the field, you know, just to kind of get me out of the game. Not so many five-step drops, a lot of three-step drops. So, you know, I find myself running all over the field a lot my senior year. it was crazy.
I mean, can you believe it's over, man? Can you believe college football, no more college football? I mean, now it's, you know, now you're going to, you know, work. I mean, how much do you reflect on that looking back? I mean, has it hit you and you're past it, or are you still kind of in between, like, you know, you can't believe you're going to be in college doing this, you know, same process this time next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hit me, but I just haven't accepted it yet because, you know, this is all I've known for the past 4 years is, you know, football here at William Penn. And what made me realize that it's starting to be over is we had our last team meeting, and halfway through the meeting, the coach, he excused the senior players out of the last team meeting. So, you know, I've sat through that meeting with the seniors for 3 times, and, you know, for it to finally be my turn, so, you know, to get up and leave the room and have all the underclassmen clapping for you, you know, it's kind of surreal.
Any tears of joy through any of this process?
Oh, a whole lot. Still to this day, a whole lot.
Excellent. And, I mean, looking at the next step, I mean, I know you said you were waiting on some college awards that would be individual. What are those awards that you're waiting to hear from? Or you're waiting to hear on the All-American as well. Would that be NIIA, or how would that be All-American?
Yeah, it will be an NAIA All-American, and they have a couple other All-American teams, from Victory Sports Network, And I can't think of the other one, but it's like three different All-American teams at the NAIA level, but it's only one official. And, you know, in January we have our team banquet, and, you know, hopefully I'll win Defensive Player of the Year, you know, but if not, I'll be happy to lose that to one of my teammates because, you know, everybody worked hard this year.
Excellent. And in terms of looking at the next level, I mean, have you had any talks of any all-star games kind of reached out to you? I know there's plenty of games, you know, for guys to kind of showcase their level, you know, their skills in front of these scouts, you know, and coaches that are kind of, you know, run these things. Anything like that pop up yet?
No, sir, not yet. I mean, I'm excited. Hopefully I get the chance to, you know, showcase my talent in some type of all-star game. At the NAIA level, we have a senior all-star game. I think the Victory Sports Network Bowl, Senior Bowl, or something
okay.
like that. And, you know, I would love to get a chance to go up against some of the guys from the NCAA or some of the bigger divisions, you know, just to show that I am a guy who can produce at any level.
Yeah, and that, you know, Damon, that's the biggest trick for a player like yourself coming from William Penn. I mean, just to get that opportunity to showcase your skills, and you know, definitely against the you know, the guys from the bigger schools, just so, you know, say, hey, you know, I belong here too, and that's part of the process. What the NFL Draft Bible does is kind of get these guys on the radar. Not that you aren't on the radar, I mean, I know you've had plenty of NFL teams show a lot of interest in you, and I know your name is definitely in the mix with a lot of teams as they look to fill that nose or that defensive tackle position at the next level. Once again, Damon Harrison, first team MSFA. He led the team, the William Penn Statesmen, with 60 tackles for loss with 8.5, helped that defense to a 9-2 record, the team overall, and he's looking for that All-American accolade to add to the credential list. Looking back, I mean, we already talked about kind of some of the things that you missed that you want to go back and beat. Your college career, I mean, what was your most gratifying moment when you look back at it?
Probably would have to be winning the conference championship last year, the last game of the season, as well as this year. This year, when we lost to Grandview two Saturdays ago, that was for the conference championship as well for both teams. So, last year beating St. Francis, Illinois for the conference championship, and you know that's a moment that I'll never forget, the way, you know, our fans ran on the field, and you know, just to see the overall excitement in everybody's eyes, man.
Ha. And about 45 minutes, we're going to have your teammate Javaris Thomas come on the show. He played with you last season. Is there anything fun that we can tease Javaris about when he gets on the show?
Probably he was so frustrated his senior year, coming off a great junior year. You know, he blocked maybe, I think, 4 or 5 kicks his junior year. So his senior year, you know, he expected to do the same thing. And I told him, like, no, you know, teams are going to key on you a whole lot. So, you know, he was a little frustrated his senior year. He didn't get a chance to block any kicks.
That's funny. I'll tease him about that. And you know what? It's kind of that time. I mean, your college career is kind of done, and this is the Player Spotlight Show. People who listen to this show know what's coming next. We call it sweeping the corners, you know, kind of getting the nooks and the crannies of it. And so we're going to have a little fun. You ready with the final questions, Damon?
Yes, sir.
Man, I actually have to kind of get regrouped myself. If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take to dinner?
Oh, I'm sticking by my guns. The same thing I told you in August, Keisha Cole.
Oh, to Keisha Cole.
I
ask you these last time?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I gave you those questions. All right, then we already got those questions round up. Well, I'm going to have to think of some new ones for when we get you back on the show. Well, hey, Damon, we appreciate you taking some time. I can't wait to follow you as you make your path towards the NFL draft, and we appreciate you being a friend and a partner with the NFL Draft Bible and the Player Spotlight Show. And like I said, anything you need, we got your back, and best of luck moving forward, my man.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. You have a good one.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Damon Harrison, the defensive tackle from William Penn, first team MSFA, that's the Mid-States Football Association, and he is one of the statesmen, one of the top players, and he's looking to get the AIA All-American accolade added to that title. And like I said, very good good football player, actually an exceptional football player, and just looking to get that shot. And hopefully, you know, you got the Casino Del Sol All-Star Game, you got the HBC Bowl, East-West Shrine, Senior Bowl, a lot of games out there for these guys to get noticed at. So we appreciate Damon taking some time and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.